Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. This week we have 6 foot six Alaskan forward Jeremiah Bailey back on the podcast for the second time. Welcome back to the podcast, Jeremiah.
How you doing?
So you're averaging a near 15 points, 9 rebounds and 3 assists. The charismatic American has made a massive impact on this year's Gladiators. Jeremiah, how have you found this season so far?
Honestly, it's just a huge learning experience each and every day in practice, and as well as each and every game that we face, including the cup and the trophy now, and honestly, the championship league games as well are, you know, something to take in every time.
So when I kind of do these more in-depth podcasts, I like to always ask the same kind of question about, like, so how did you get into the game? What kind of got you into basketball, and what other sports did you play growing up?
Well, honestly, I was kind of an all-sport type of athlete. I loved baseball as an American. I loved football. I loved American football. I loved basketball, of course. But at one point, I actually stopped playing basketball growing up and focused on football and baseball and kind of decided to do other things at that point in time in my childhood, and honestly didn't pick it back up seriously until maybe I was 13,
wow,
13 or so years old. And then I kind of just went from there and I said, you know, I wanted to be determined in basketball because I felt like this was best. And I went straight forward there and I just put in a ridiculous amount of hours and went forward from there and made sure I was determined and disciplined. And basketball ended up becoming rekindling that love I always had for it. But I just, you know, took that break for a small period of time.
And I suppose that, and even at that young age, that break from a sport can mean, like what you're doing now, you're able to play it for hopefully as long as you can and make it a professional career. Whereas maybe back then, if you'd kept going, you might not even be playing the game at all. So maybe sometimes I think kids focus too long on sports, but actually that break's probably been, as you said, been really good for you.
Right. No, of course. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of stories like that where kids, you know, never get that break and then end up, you know, not making it to the end of their potential, you could say, and stuff of that nature. And so, but no, of course, I'm blessed and I'm grateful for all the great things in my life. And, you know, this opportunity to honestly be here playing right now, and man, it's been an experience and I'm grateful each and every day.
Amazing. So another question I always like to ask players coming on the podcast is, who has been your kind of greatest role models in your life, both on and off the court?
Honestly, it's really close-knitted for me with role models. You know, I grew up very, you know, family-oriented with my siblings, my oldest sister, and then my two older brothers, and my mother. And, of course, my mother was such a hard-working woman and so determined and disciplined with her lifestyle and just really a determined worker. It was just ingrained with me to be one coming up and growing up to be a hard worker. So she's, again, one of my key people I look to and honestly try to be more loving and kind and honestly just more determined with my work as well. And then my siblings, I can't forget them. They've helped me in so many different ways, from my sister Trina to my brother Kyle and my other brother Bill. Again, so it's just grateful for them to be in my life.
And so let's now talk about one of your brothers. So when I was looking you up and doing some research on you, I stumbled across the Alaskan or Fairmont Sports Quarterly or something like that. The deepest, darkest corners of Google found that for me, Jeremiah. But it talked about, obviously, the fact that your brother, Jeremiah, was also a professional. How much of an inspiration is that to you? And I believe he's now coaching, doing his trade as a coach out in Japan. Like, how much of an inspiration was he, and how much has he kind of helped you as you enter the kind of professional game?
Well, you know, of course, always talking to him and just kind of, you know, touching base and seeing how he's doing, and obviously getting in different ways of the game where we can look at it and break it down, you know, from both sides of the ball. It's him as a coach, you know, him seeing his team and honestly talking basketball with my team, how things are going over here for our situation and, of course, his situation. And so it's very cool. You know, it's a lot to talk about just because it's a lot of basketball and he's a couple hours ahead of me. And so, obviously, you know, we got to get on our phones and set up times to get on that call, of course. So, but no, it's great. It's great to, you know, be on the phone with him, talk basketball, and, you know, make sure that we're always kind of picking each other's minds about our situation and how we can better our, you know, better our teams.
Yeah. And so what, when he's in Japan, obviously when we spoke first time, you were in Alaska and that was a 9-hour difference. What's it then to Japan? It must have been almost 11 hours.
Oh, I believe it's still not. I think it's 9 from.
Is it 9? Fair enough.
I think it's
probably the
still
other
9.
way, won't
I think
it?
It's.
That's a
Yeah,
lot. That's
not,
crazy.
I believe it's 9. Yeah. So like 4. Before it'd be 4:43 right now over there in Tokyo, I believe.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So obviously, talking about that kind of playing a trade, talking to your brother about stuff like that, but how much is then. Being like a Division One athlete helped you to then become a pro, as well as maybe conversations with your brother.
Well, just, you know, of course, growing up, understanding Division One is the highest level of college basketball you can get to, and so that was always a goal in high school, and, you know, trying to make sure that goal was going to be accomplished was, you know, the main point was working hard every day, and when that happened. Of course, it never stopped, you know, the effort, the time to put into the sport and the love that stayed the same. And, you know, talking with my brother, of course, it was always the main focus of, hey, let's, you know, play professional after your years in college. Like, that's the thing. You're going to play professional. So we got to work hard. So, staying focused in my college career was to just, man, stay tuned, stay healthy. Went through a couple of injuries, of course, in college, but, you know, I didn't stop nobody, and I'm here I am today, and I'm still going. So, you know, again, thank God for that, and honestly, still excited for what's to come.
Brilliant. So how was your summer after college before you came to the Gladiators? I remember kind of hearing that you were a bit of a unknown player during the summer, two teams. So how was it when you heard that the Gladiators were interested in signing you?
Well, you know, this summer was very key just because after my college career, you know, it was basketball, draft. You got to get ready. You got to get in front of these coaches. So everything was, hey, you got to travel here. You got to go play in front of these guys. Hey, you got to. And so I spent my time in Vegas in front of the NBA workers, the NBA coaches and such at the Impact facility in Las Vegas with Joe. It was actually a great experience this past summer. So I can't lie. My agency, I signed with Green Sports Management this past summer. Worked with them all summer with my pre-draft to then after the draft, figuring out where I would be. And honestly, we came in agreement with the Glasgow Rocks at first and then to change to the Caledonian Gladiators. So it worked out in its own way, and again, great summer.
That's right, dear. So after that great summer, you've now been in Scotland for about 5 months. So how are you finding life in Scotland?
Honestly, it's still adjusting to me. I've had to get used to the snow again, having to make sure I have my gloves every day, my hat. So slowly but surely, I'm getting used to it. And again, since the season's been kicked off, I've made sure to stay focused. I'm kind of making sure I'm doing the right things and not too much free time to other activities as much. So I need to venture out sooner or later, one of these weekends we get off, or maybe our next break in our season or so.
Have you been able to see much of Scotland, or is that still on the to-do list?
Yeah, I got to get out a little bit more. I haven't done much, but there's been a lot of talks amongst the teammates and, you know, the team and organization of, you know, what we can do to kind of help that situation. So it'll be interesting to see what we'll do, you know, moving forward to get, you know, get out and about as a team, you know, or even myself, as you know, as well, just to go and check it out. You know, I would love to go see the castles in Edinburgh. I would love to go do that. So sooner or later, I'll make that transition for sure.
I think it was Prince that said in something similar, not really actually seen much of Scotland, but had seen a lot of the road to England when they had all those away games.
Oh, right. Yeah. All those away games. You could definitely see all those the sheep and the land. Oh yeah, definitely. Green, very green, a lot of rain.
A lot of rain. Welcome to Scotland. It rains all the time. No. So, where am I now? As a player, how do you think you kind of have developed as the season's gone on? We at the Newcastle away game, now we kind of jokingly comment about how you didn't get like a technical and hadn't filled out, but obviously that shows that you're kind of getting used to the league and kind of understanding how refs call the game over here. Also, when I was researching, I don't know if you know this, you're in the top 10 on six different stats categories. So that shows you how much of an impact you have in the league. But yeah, how do you think you as a player has developed this season so far?
Well, first to that comment, I didn't know that. And that's very interesting because, again, I would love to say, you know, coming in here, working out every day, working hard in practice, you know, with these guys, you know, it shows on the court. So again, I got to give them credit because it's them, you know, in practice pushing me, helping me get better, picking up on things that I need to learn, things that I need to pick up better on. So definitely going in that direction, you know, it's them that are helping me play the way that I'm playing even now. And so again, yes, at the beginning of the season, I had to take my time and figure out the league, the refs, how everything was kind of going and transitioning. So, you know, now, even now, still understanding certain games are different and every game is not the same and it will not be the same, you know, so understanding what's happening in the game and being able to pick up on it and honestly just staying physically and healthy, you know, staying physically and mentally healthy is, you know, the key thing to this, to make sure that we give our team the best chance to win.
So now, having played kind of everyone in the league, at least once, how are you enjoying some of the matchups, and what's kind of stood out for you about the British League?
I mean, so far, you know, majority of every other game has been very competitive, and, you know, we're already mid-season, and I would like to believe, you know, there's still a lot of basketball to be played, that guys haven't even reached their potential. You know, there's a lot of guys, and I think in this league, that, you know, haven't played their best basketball yet, and I think they're going to show it towards the later of the year. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see who's really playing for real at this time, just because, you know, you got the different type of cup, you know, the cup is about to come to an end, you know, the finals in Birmingham on the 29th, and the March trophy final is in March in Glasgow on the 20th. I think it's the 29th, I think I said, or 26th. It's one of those 2 days. And so those are two key dates. And then we got of course, our league, who can be in first place. And so those games are huge. Those games are huge, playing from London to Surrey to Plymouth to Bristol to Leicester to Cheshire, you know. And so, you know, a lot of these games are coming down to the wire, where each and every game played now, Matt. So, so I'm excited to see how it turns out.
So what's been your toughest matchup so far, personally?
Toughest matchup. Again, each and every game is unique. I think each and every defender I've played against has brought in something different, but I won't lie. It has to be up there. I love going at the Londons and the Leicesters. I like those two teams. I like going against them. They're very competitive, high-level team. They bring a different type of, you know, play to the game each and every time. And so I think I'd have to give them that credit. They earn that. But again, not to discredit the other teams, there's also the Cheshires, the Plymouths, the, you know, series, the, you know, Bristols of the league that are still high level teams as well. So, but definitely, you know, London, Leicester.
Fair enough. I think that's when you look at those two teams, especially the Leicester games so far, both, I think they've played them now four times and across different events. And it's interesting how all the games have gone with the home teams quite convincingly. And it'll be interesting to see how that kind of matchup finishes as the season goes.
Oh, of course. And so, and it's interesting because there's only one more game left.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, and it matters for us because we would love to end on the year against them 3-1. We would love to win that matchup because that's what it's going to come down to the end of the year.
Yeah,
what teams are winning their matchups?
Yeah,
so,
those will be many
great
seasons,
basketball,
isn't it? It's winning the game within the series, isn't it? It's, I suppose, for the British League this year is so huge. Like, it's not as if you're only playing teams like three times, so a 2-1 record's important. It can come down to points in the end, can't it? So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
So, being part of the kind of new look Gladiators, what kind of stands out for you in the organization and kind of what excites you as a player about the opportunities going on with the Gladiators?
I'm grateful for this organization. Each and every time we've, you know, made a rather long trip, I would say. I would feel like each and every time this past away games, past couple away games, they've made sure that we are accommodated and taken care of. And it's, again, well, grateful people on that bus enjoying that food, you know. So, again, it's well taken care of, you know, eating every time. And honestly, coming even to our, you know, things to move forward with this organization. So they're, you know, they're going to be moving forward very dominantly, aggressively in the way of what they're kind of looking forward to looking, how they're looking, you know, how they want to look. And I think they're going to be a very top tier club. I'm excited to see how this moves forward for them.
One kind of final question for you, Jeremiah. What are you looking forward to for the rest of the season, and what are the aims and aspirations for you and the team?
That's a tough question, but it's a good question because I'm a winner. And I want to see this club and this team win as much as possible. I would love for this team to win the trophy because it's in Glasgow. I would love to win that and pack that house out and have that whole stadium packed out for Caledonian versus whoever it may be. And I know we face London next round, so I can't wait for everyone to be at that game and have that game packed out because that's going to be a huge game for us. Just because that's going to be another home game. And so,
yeah.
excuse me, I'm sorry. But I have a lot of high standards for this team. I believe we can do it. We're very strong. We're very, you know, very good. Now, have we faced a lot of injuries, you know, stuff that happened? We have. So, a lot, you know, guys are going to step up, you know, in the past couple of games. Kyle, Fraz, Johnny, guys have stepped up. They've made, you know, been – key guys, especially in situations where we haven't been blessed with, you know, refs or whoever knows what, you know, is going on in the game, fouls and such going on. So, but I believe in this team, so I think we can do it. Personally, I'm just going to keep taking each and every game serious. I can't let a game slip through my fingers. So, and then I'll let the results determine at the end. Each and every game is its own chess game, so I got to take my time with them.
Brilliant. Jeremiah, thank you so much for giving me your time this evening. I know it's taking a while to get a time, so thank you for giving me your time this evening. And, yeah, have a brilliant rest of the season.
Thank you so much.